Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. We're going on a grand walk today. Grand in terms of stature and hopefully in terms of enjoyment as well. We're going to be walking the Seven Bridges Trail to Studley Royal and then through the grounds of Fountains Abbey. We're starting the walk from the very top end of the Seven Bridges Trail in a beautiful area of deciduous woodland, which as I record this is turning very autumnal indeed. There are still some green leaves on the trees, but on the path that we're currently walking along, it's like a mosaic of autumn colour underneath our feet, as the various different types and colour of leaves make this beautiful pattern to guide us along the way. Well, there's going to be a lot to look forward to, I think, today. So as always, let's put our best foot forward and see what we can discover. As the path winds its way down the hill in front of us, we're just met with this blanket of beautiful autumn colour, a mixture of russet reds, ochre oranges and quite vibrant yellows mixed in with the remaining green leaves on the trees. It's absolutely spectacular. The Seven Bridges Trail runs through quite a narrow valley, so we've just got all of this colour surrounding us in like a bowl, engulfing us as the sun just licks the trees and brings a bit of life and contrast into this landscape which is ever turning towards winter. I always love walking through places like this in the autumn, not just for the colour, but also for the sounds. You may be able to hear at certain points during this audio walk in the background as I speak the call of the jackdaw, a black corvid. So they look very much like crows, but they've got sort of a lightish grey head. And the other bird that you'll hear quite frequently in these parts as well is the pheasant, which is a beautiful, vibrant bird. It's actually brought into the country for sport in terms of people shooting at them, but when you see them you think, how can people shoot at them? Because they're such glorious, endearing birds, if not a bit clumsy at times. But they've got a distinctive cry, so if we hear it, I'll definitely point it out to you. You watch, that's the curse of the audio walk, or we probably won't hear another pheasant as long as we record, but hopefully we will, and if we do, as I say, I'll point it out. As we continue up the Seven Bridges Trail, not only have we heard our first pheasant, we're also being serenaded by a robin, which is perched in a little alder tree on my right hand side. beautiful sound. There goes another clumsy pheasant. The river over which the seven bridges span is the Skell. It meanders its way down through the Fountains Abbey and Studley Royal Estate to meet the River Yore in Ripon. The bridges themselves are really quite quaint. They're made out of stone, like little packhorse bridges that just have a footpath going across them. There are a few fords as well to allow vehicles to cross the river. Although after heavy rain last night, I think the only way that you'd be crossing the river other than over the footbridge is in a boat, because it is rather full today. I'm also standing underneath this humongous sweet chestnut tree. It must be 40 to 50 feet high, and I've just wandered around the circumference of the bottom of the trunk, and it took me 20 paces altogether, which just gives you a sense of scale. The sweet chestnut tree, as well as producing sweet chestnuts at this time of year, ready for roasting on an open fire at Christmas, has these beautiful long orange at this time of year serrated leaves. The edges of them almost look like a saw blade. And the cases that the chestnuts themselves come in are very spiky. Almost like conkers, but smaller and a little bit more like a hedgehog in texture. We've walked over the seventh bridge, which is actually a narrow bridge over a weir, and we've entered into Studley Deer Park. Now, the reason that I've lowered my voice is because in front of me, about 100 metres away, is a herd of red deer. At this time of year, it's the deer's mating season. So you have the male stags with the impressive antlers that will often clash over the harems of females, which are called hinds in the case of red deer. At this time of year, you'll often hear the stags bellowing. They all seem quite calm at the moment, though, just wandering round. There does seem to be one monarch, though, which is one of the older deer with the larger set of antlers that is just elegantly prowling around the edges of the hinds that are just laying on the grass. When I'm in a setting like this, I often feel like I'm part of a Constable painting. It's very quintessentially English. It's also fascinating to look around at the trees that are all dotted around the park. And they're all sort of falling at the same level, where the deer have obviously been nibbling at the lower branches and leaves. So all the leaves fall at the same height at the bottom of the tree, which is quite interesting to see. So in terms of knowing where the wildlife is, it's always a good sign that deer are around when you can see the nibble line, as I like to call it, at the bottom of the trees. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave these deer in peace to graze the grounds here at Studley Royal and head towards Fountains Abbey and the Fountains Abbey estate. We've now left the deer park and I can speak at a normal volume once again. We're now in the grounds of Fountains Abbey itself, and we've actually done two of the most interesting yet treacherous parts of the walk. Firstly, the boardwalk over the weir. There aren't actually any handrails on either side, so you've got this disconcerting feeling of water rushing underneath you, and sometimes you can feel like you want to be pulled into the water. It's about a 10-metre stretch across the little stream dropping down into the main lake, and if you don't have your wits about you, you could get a little bit damp, but thankfully I've made it to the other side. We then walked up the hill towards the Octagon Tower, which I'll come to in a moment, but we've walked through this lovely little tunnel which forms a bit of an S shape underneath the rocks here at Fountains Abbey, and you come out on the top of the hill to be greeted with spectacular views over the water park, which is where we're currently standing. We've got these arcs and circles of water pools underneath us, lined with pristine turf. It's a very well organised garden, just meant to intoxicate the senses through this visual explosion of intricacy. I'm actually stood underneath the Octagon Tower, which is a tower with eight sides. It pretty much does what it says on the tin. But it provides this excellent viewpoint across to the banqueting hall, which is another little folly on the other side of the valley. And as I say, the water garden stretching up to meet the autumnal trees in the distance, which are being lit, backlit by this beautiful autumnal soft light. Anyway, as the breeze picks up, I'm going to carry on along this path and head towards the abbey ruins themselves. Ah, what a lovely little viewpoint this is. I've made it to this other little folly, but I suppose it's not really a folly because it's got a purpose. It's a fantastic dark blue painted hut with arched windows at the front that are providing an absolutely spectacular view down towards the abbey ruins. Below us we've got the water rushing over a weir, and just beyond that is the impressive brooding structure of Fountains Abbey itself. Along the edges of the valley we continue to have those beautiful autumn colour-encrusted trees, and the sun, which is just on cue come out, is illuminating from the side the ruins of the abbey. It really is spectacular, and it's tempting me further on down the path to enter the ruins themselves and get up close and personal to see what else this wonderful landscape and heritage site has to offer for us on this audio walk today. We've crossed over the River Skell once again, and this time we've crossed over a rather grand bridge with ivy-clad walls into the ruins of Fountains Abbey. It's an incredible structure. Although it's ruined, there's still plenty of it here to give you a feeling of what it must have been like in its heyday. The walls tower above us, as does the main tower of the old church building, which, despite being at the bottom of the valley, can be seen from the tops of the valley and surrounding ridges as well. It really is an imposing sight. Although with the warm autumnal sunshine reflecting off it now, it just gives it a really peaceful feeling. There were once monks and friars wandering these passageways that we are now. Now it's tourists and pigeons and jackdaws that seem to have taken residence. We're actually standing in what was once the infirmary for the abbey. The monks had their own little town almost surrounding it, so everything that happened here happened within the abbey walls. So they had everything from cooking facilities to a mill to a hospital area, which, as I say, we're in now. So the whole place would have been very self-sufficient. Now I'm going to wander back through the main nave of this majestic building to follow the River Skell to our destination for this walk today. But just for a little longer, I'm going to revel in this incredible location. The path has started to climb again as we leave the River Skell in the valley behind, along with the Tower of Fountains Abbey, which on my left hand side is melting back into the trees and the late afternoon light. We're heading back now to the head of the Seven Bridges Trail from where we started this audio walk, which I must admit, after everything that we've experienced along the way, seems like an age ago now. I really do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk as much as I've enjoyed walking it. So as the light starts to die, I must bid you farewell, but thank you very much once again for joining me on this audio walk. I look forward to speaking to you in the next one. For more audio walks from Open Country, visit opencountry.org.uk, where you can also find out about our other services and how to donate to the charity. Thank you again for listening.